from the heart of Florida's great Northwest, it's Radio. Indeed it is. This is Pat Crawford, hoping you'll stay with us for a couple of hours of music and conversation here aboard our stage studio, located in the historic Pensacola campus of the University of West Florida, and broadcast on WUWF 88.1 FM, listener-supported radio from the University of West Florida. Good evening and Happy New Year to everyone. We have an outstanding audience with us tonight. Give yourselves a big hand. As well as a stellar lineup of performers, some of the best folks we've had on Radio Live in the past. So happy to have many of them back with us tonight. We're going to start with a good friend who's been on several times before. Jonathan Bird is one of the top 50 songwriters of the last 50 years, says Rich Warren of WFMT in the Chicago Tribune. The Boston Globe says this rootsy North Carolinian may be the most buzzed about new songwriter in folkdom. Notice I said buzzed about, not buzzed. They go on to say, he displays John Prine's gift for stark little songs that tell big, complex stories. Guy Clark's lean melodicism, Lyle Lovett's wry mischief, and Bill Morrissey's knack for the revealing image. Jonathan grew up singing in the Southern Baptist Church, where his father preached and his mother played the piano. After 4 years in the Navy, he returned home, played in the rock circuit for a while, until at one time at an old-time fiddle festival in the mountains of Southwest Virginia, his writing began to change. He assimilated the sounds of Southern traditional music, writing new songs in an ancient style and creating his own signature sound. Joining Jonathan tonight is Paul Ford on cello and John Wyken on all the other instruments you see on this stage tonight. Please join me in welcoming the Jonathan Bird Band.
Diana was a Cherokee, pretty as you'd ever see, with blue eyes and long black hair, and a wild streak from here to there. Her reservation life was slow, so she packed her bags to go, moved to Georgia and took the name Diana Jones. Diana ran the Dewdrop Inn, wily as a mountain cat. It kept a room behind the bar for any man who needed that. And people talk about her still, how she'd take a $20 bill and right across Jackson's face, Diana Jones. She brought all the gold in Georgia back shining, 20 bucks at a time. But Harlan wore the badge in town, he was always hanging round. But ever since Diana died, you hardly see him on this side. His wife used to come for him and drag him out of the Dewdrop Inn. It wasn't fit for a family man to know Diana Jones. Diana made the front page news the night she went out on the loose, heartbroken with a gun in her hand and in love with a married man. And neighbors called the station scared, Harlan had to go down there. And something went wrong somewhere for Diana Jones. She brought all the gold in Georgia back shining, 20 bucks at a time. Thank you. what happened then between Diana and five armed men. Shots were fired and words were said. You two men and Diana dead. And things went on the way they do. The papers filled with other news. The Wild died in Harlem too, with Diana Jones. I've only seen him one time since. He'd come into the Dewdrop Inn and bought all the old boys around and went to lay his money down. Gave a $20 bill a kiss and said, I hate to part with this. And right across Jackson's face said Diana Jones. She brought all the gold in Georgia back shining, $20 at a time.
Thanks so much. Glad to be back. I'm Jonathan Bird. These are the Pickup Cowboys I've got with me here today. Paul Ford and Johnny Wagon. We'll play my son's favorite song for you now. My son's 3 and a half. Well, he'll be 4 in a few weeks, so he's almost 4 years old. His first word was mama. Second word was dada. And his third word was truck. Keep your Kenworth running strong for regional bulk, for hauling logs. Air suspension gives a nice soft ride. The fairing's got a toolbox inside. Piano hinge doors stay quiet and square, and that huck bolted cab ain't going nowhere. Nah, 600 horses charging straight and true, and it's aerodynamic to save you fuel. But if you got it, a big truck brought it. And if you want it, there's a big truck on it. I said if you got it, a big truck brought it. And if you want it, there's a big truck on it. Now, picture a semi in your mind. The flat nose grill and the red oval sign. The classic looking semi, it was defined by the Peterbilt. The 389. The new model's got a slope grill hood that lets you see the road real good. If you like that, well, that's just fine. For me, I drive a 389. But if you got it, a big truck brought it. And if you want it, there's a big truck on it. Come and sing that with us. If you got it, if you got it, a big truck brought it. Big truck brought it. If you want it, if you want it, there's a big truck on it. Some fried chicken and a Red Bull. Breaking haulers go by many names. They're all a little different, but one thing's the same. Whether it's Freightliner, Eagle, Volvo, or Ford, with Playboy mud flaps or baby on board, hauling solid gold or a load of manure, a big truck brought it, you can be sure. If you got it, a big truck brought it. If you want it, there's a big truck. Comes if you got a big truck brought it. If you want it, if you want it, there's a big truck on it. If you want it, one time. If you want it, there's a big truck on it.
Thank
Thanks so much. We got one more song for you. So happy to be back here. So happy that Radio Live is back on the air and in the groove. You can come visit us back at the CD table. Every Jonathan Bird CD sold tonight will feed a hungry child in North Carolina. I have one in mind. A song for you. Thanks so much for being here.
He hugged the brush and ran the ridge. He dropped down and headed for the bridge. He dropped down and headed for the bridge, quiet as the rising moon. Quiet as the rising moon, I saw coyotes. The devil broke the rolling veil. The shadow rode along the rail. The shadow rode along the rail, a black as a buzzard's wing. A black as a buzzard's wing, I saw coyotes.
The Jonathan Bird Band, yeah. Woo. They will be back with us in the second half of the program. Support for Radio Live comes from the law firm of Clark Partington Hart, with 35 attorneys providing a full range of legal services from offices in Pensacola, Destin, Watercolor, and Tallahassee, on the web at cphlaw.com. Additionally, accommodations for our Radio Live artists are provided by the Hilton Pensacola Beach Golf Front, and we thank them for that. All right. This is a great evening already. We just got started, and this has a good feel tonight. And thank all of you who are here tonight for making this possible. Got some other friends up here with us now who we've had on several times before. Fate brought Jen and Rob Slocum together 15 years ago in a Houston coffee shop. Since that time, they've been making beautiful music and babies together, touring the world as Martha's Trouble and settling in Auburn, a far cry from Jen's home in Ontario. Along the way, they've cranked out numerous critically acclaimed musical projects together, and although parenthood has somewhat domesticated them, they still tour quite a bit with the kids in tow and part of many of their performances. Their songs have received numerous awards and been featured in made-for-TV movies. The influence of family and fans has resulted in the release of A Little Heart Like You, an album of lullabies for children, and they have that here tonight as well as much of their other music. Please join me in welcoming once again to Radio Live, Martha's Trouble.
It is so great to be here again. I'm so glad that Radio Live is back. I think the last time we played it, I was actually pregnant with our youngest, so it's been quite a few years. She's six now, so that's been a long time. Gosh, time flies. But I hope everyone had a great holiday season. I know we did. We got to go skiing for the first time with the kids, and it was fun to watch them, and we had a great Christmas, and hopefully this year will be another good year. But this song we wrote. A friend was going through had gone through a divorce and ended up wanting to get back together with his wife, or his ex-wife rather. So he kept pleading, and she would never take him back. So this was kind of his heartbreak, and this is called. Thank you. Come back to me. Thanks, Ralph. Knew he was good for something, right? Originally from a small town in Canada, in southern Ontario, a town called Ancaster, which is, right on. No, don't normally hear that in the south. I guess we're in Florida, so it's to be understood. But there was a really awful tragedy that happened there over the summer. And, you know, we were in Alabama when it happened, but the news we would get and watch what was going on. And Anyways, we ended up writing this song, and we're up there this summer to do a benefit for the family. But this is kind of what the story of what happened, not what happened, but the victim, the wife. Anyways, so this is for anyone that's been a victim of circumstance, but this is called Prayer for a Broken Heart. How can a man take the life of a man? This is something that we all don't understand. Now that girl and her mother are gonna have to live without him. It shouldn't have to be this way for them. So say a prayer for the broken heart who's left to carry on. We're all hurting for you. You've got a nation standing strong. And the choir will be singing all across the land. Mama, hold your little girl and we'll hold your hand. One woman broken, a part of her is gone. But for the sake of her daughter, she's strong. Oh, I know that you loved him, but he'll be all right. Yeah, he's flying with the angels tonight. So say a prayer for the broken heart who's left to carry on. We're all hurting for you. You've got a nation standing strong. And the choir will be singing all across the land. Mama, hold your little girl and we'll hold your hand. So say a prayer for the broken heart who's left to carry on. We're all hurting for you. You've got a nation standing strong. And the choir will be singing all across the land. Mama, hold your little girl and we'll hold. Charlene, hold your little girl. Your hand. Your hand. Ooh. Ooh.
Martha's Trouble. Rob and Jen will be back with us also in the second half of the program. The program's Radio Live, coming to you live tonight from the Museum of Commerce on the historic Pensacola campus of the University of West Florida, and broadcast on WUWF 88.1 FM. We are listener supported. Keep that in mind. Public radio from the University of West Florida. All right. So delighted to have this next gentleman back on the show. It's been quite a while, but many of you will remember his family Christmas programs that we had for many, many Decembers for many years. Born into a gospel-singing family in Wyoming in 1950, Spencer Boren began singing and playing music as a youngster. At 14, inspired by the folk music he heard on the radio, he picked up a guitar and within weeks started performing in public. He immediately immersed himself into America's treasures of blues, country, gospel, and folk music, soaking up guitar styles and historical details. In the 60s and 70s, he played with rock, country, and blues bands throughout the country. And by the mid-70s, he and his wife Marilyn found their spiritual home in the city of New Orleans and started their family there. New Orleans has had a profound effect, to say the least, on Spencer, and he has become a musical icon there. Maybe I should call him Sir Spencer, shaping its sound as much as it has his. Ever the family man, Spencer is also a road warrior who took his family on the road in a trailer for 7 years, performing throughout the U.S., sharing his music and sharing that time with his family as well. Please join me in welcoming once again to Radio Live, Mr. Spencer Boren.
Thank you so much. It's great to see you too, Pat, and all of you. Thank you very much. It's an honor to be back here. I'm so pleased that they're doing this again. I know you are too. ...1964, my God. I cannot be that old. Ring them bells, ye heathen, from the city that dreams. Ring them from the sanctuaries, across the valleys and the streams. For they're deep and they're wide, and the world's on its side. And time is running backwards, and so is the bride. Ring them bells, St. Peter, where the four winds blow. Ring them bells with an iron hand so the people will know. For it's rush hour now on the wheel and the plow. And the sun is going down upon the sacred cow. Ring them bells for the blind and the deaf. Ring them bells for those of us who are left. Ring them bells for the chosen few who would judge the many when the game is through. Ring them bells for the time that flies, for the child that cries when her innocence dies. For the shepherd is asleep where the willows weep, and the mountains are filled with lost sheep.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. That's a song by the Poet Laureate of the United States, Bobby Dylan. Well, I couldn't decide whether to do a love song or a swamp song. So many of my fans just love the creepy songs that I somehow write all the time. I figure I'd do a swamp song and then a love song. Snakes crawl at night, wild dogs howl in the moonlight, the wind it moans and whispers, just 1 hour past midnight, down by the border, ain't hard to cross the line, but every dog has his day, and tomorrow is mine, living on borrowed time, anyone can read the signs, living on borrowed time, but tomorrow is mine. Everyone has a secret, you got to reap what you sow. I was born for good luck, but I'm standing on my tiptoe, because the water is rising and the night is deep. I'm out on a limb and I can't sleep, living on borrowed time. Anyone can read the signs, living on borrowed time, but tomorrow is mine. Boy, it's 1964. It is 2014, isn't it? I'm going to have to celebrate 50 years in show business at some point, I guess. That's kind of wild. It's hard to believe. Yeah, I think I'll give myself a hand for that. Because I'm going to tell you, everything you've heard about show business is just the beginning. It's so much sleazier than you could ever imagine. Regular people could never know. And we would never want to trouble you with the reality of the music. Anyway, we have survived. And I've actually survived. One of the major reasons I've been able to survive so long is because I have been with
my wife Marilyn for a long, long time. In fact, she just informed me, as long as we're talking about anniversaries, she informed me as the clock was turning and I was giving her a little kiss. She said, "You know, Spencer, it's been 40 years. And I said, "40 years of what?" I mean, I've forgotten our anniversary. If I ever remembered our anniversary, she'd say, "Who is she?" You know, but anyway, she counts. We haven't been married. I know we haven't been married for 40 years. She counts time from the first time, from the first time that, well, you know, from the first time she counts. So anyway, this is a love song. For long-term love. This ain't no dream. We both know it's real. It's like some kind of miracle. We could feel the way we feel. We were so lonely together. How did we drift apart? But an angel was passing. Your home is in my heart. Yes, an angel was passing, and not a moment too soon. I was packing my bag. Our true love was in ruins. All that lying and crying. We chose a brand new start. Now and forever, your home is in my heart. It's a fine line, it's a very fine line. Keeping love together for a very long time. In a lifetime, sometimes you fall behind, and things can get a little bit dark. I wanna tell you I need you. I need to tell you I want you. My door is always open, and you hold the key to my heart. One hand washes the other. That's what they always say. And one step at a time, we seem to find our way. Stop, look, and listen, and take a shot in the dark. We all need a hand to hold. Your home is in my heart. This ain't no dream. We both know it's real. It's like some kind of miracle. We could feel the way we feel. We were so lonely together. How did we drift apart? But an angel was passing. Your home is in my heart. 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 Thank you.
See you in a few minutes. Thank you, Marilyn.
Mr. Spencer Boren. Right. That's right. Y'all having a good time? Good. That's good, because we're just getting warmed up. Just getting warmed up. Support for Radio Live comes from the law firm of Clark Partington Hart, with 35 attorneys providing a full range of legal services from offices in Pensacola, Destin, Watercolor, and Tallahassee. You can find them on the web at cphlaw.com. All right. Stacey Earle and Mark Stewart met for the first time in 1992 at a songwriter's night in Nashville. They knew that night it was one of those things that was just meant to be. This is kind of couple night on Radio Live. You notice that? That's working. Stacey's first show was on an arena stage in Sydney, playing rhythm guitar in her brother's band, Steve Earle and the Dukes, on the Hard Way tour in 1990. She spent about a year and a half on tour with her brother and then returned to Nashville to start a career of her own as a singer-songwriter. She would later land a staff writing position with the publishing company 1010 Music. Meanwhile, Mark started his musical training listening to his uncle's guitar playing and his dad's fiddling, learning and listening to the greats. He found himself playing in the school of honky-tonks and beer joints in and around Nashville by age 15 as a part of his dad's band. He formed his own band at 17, made a record, and began touring as lead guitar and vocals for acts like Freddie Fender. He was in Off the Road when he met Stacey. After their marriage, he spent some time as a part of Steve Earle's Dukes in the 1990s as well. They live, so to speak, just outside of Nashville, but call home from the road most of the time. I believe, as they said, now that the kids have grown and left home, so have they. And we're glad they're on the road touring and glad they're here with us this evening. Please join me in welcoming Stacey Earle and Mark Stewart.
All right, good evening. And it's great to be back. All right, here we go. Thank you. Thank you so much. Well, we got some catching up to do. Mark and I, we just celebrated our 20th wedding anniversary. So we can just sit back and relax. 40 is a little ways away.
Well, I would say that Spencer and Marilyn have set a really good example.
That's right.
This song here is called Little Rock, and we'll send this out as a little bit of a tribute to all the families we encounter all over the country living in Motel 6s. We usually live there for one night, but we've encountered a lot of families who have been put there by foreclosure and unemployment, and they're on more of a long-term stay. This is called Little Rock.
Here for a day, never get to stay. Only for a song. People say, Mister, where do you play? My answer is so long. Children run the stairs, a family's room is shared. A cheap motel is their home. I load the car with bags and guitar. They all stay. Windows down, you can see the frowns and all the spirit getting taken. The windows up, no better luck. Another season, nothing breaking. Are filled with those I meet. I'll hear them say, Mister, where do you play? My answer never.
Thank you.
If you could break my broken heart and have my weary soul, well, you can have all I have. I couldn't let you go. If I'd known were all I knew, then I would never know how to hold on to you. I couldn't let you go. So, are you ready? Are you ready? Oh, are you ready to go? Are you ready? Are you ready? Are you ready to go? Then let's go.
All right, Stacy and Mark will be back with us in just a little bit as well. All right, we're at the halfway point. I need to make a point here. I need to have this on record. Enid Siskin's out of town this month, so I'm having to be stage manager. This is dangerous because I'm really notorious about not keeping things on time, and she's the one that always does. I want you to know that we are exactly on time at the halfway point of the show. If you're listening tonight, Enid, I'm trying to do my best. I've had a lot of cooperation from these artists. They've really been, they feel for me. They know without your iron hand here that they got to work with me. And they've been great about it, so I appreciate that. Just a reminder, we do this show the first Thursday of each month down here in the Museum of Commerce. It is a free program. You can come down, cheap date. It's a good evening. However, we do ask that you might consider supporting it by possibly adding something to our tip jar that we leave by the door. I like to say, this is like a fine meal if you like it, and who's not going to like tonight's show, really? I mean, come on. What do you do after you have a fine meal? You leave a nice tip. And, you know, if you don't have a lot of cash on you tonight, that's no problem. We can accept any kind of payment. Talk to Trish. She's by the door. When you get ready to leave tonight, she can help you out. Also, our friends from Keen's Beans are over here. They're giving away coffee, cookies, good stuff like that. And they have a tip jar, too. And all of the tips go to support this program, and we want to keep it going. Thank you. Because I know you're feeling the love tonight, because this show has so far been quite remarkable. We have a great group of folks with us tonight, and we're going to keep it going. Because if I keep talking, we're going to run over, and it's going to be my fault this time.